Good morning. It's the 13th of February. Our first reading for the day is Exodus 23. I'm going to read to you again from Brother Harry Tennant. I read, Moses stood out as the supreme example to his people. No one suffered violence at his hands from the day they left Egypt. He did not grow fat on gifts and extortion. He did not show favouritism in dispensing justice. The law of Sinai was written in his heart, and he observed it with grace. He was the embodiment of that word he delivered. In a lesser degree than the one to come, he was the word made flesh. The law was touched with compassion. The poor, the stranger, the widow, the unprotected, the servant and cattle received special mention. The Lord was in the law, and his eyes were everywhere. Would any man neglect the stranger or the fatherless or widow? Then the Lord would take up their cause. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou shalt afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot. Moses took this word to heart. None of those in straitened circumstances ever complained of his treatment of them. Later, the Pharisees might rob widows' houses, but the Lord Jesus would have compassion on the widow of Nain and remember the widow's mite. The church would care for widows from its infancy, and those who were strangers and outside the covenants of promise would be made welcome inside the house of God. Moses had been faithful in all God's house, and the spirit of his service would carry through into the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The law by Moses would condemn those who rejected the word of Christ, for whether he were the Christ or no, they stood convicted by Moses, who said, Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Moses, the lawgiver, stood over them in judgment, for he wrote of Jesus both in the prophetic word and in the very spirit of the law. That law was honey in Moses' mouth. It exceeded in wisdom and spiritual content all that man had ever heard. It was a law good to administer, a law a wise man would be pleased to respect. There was also a burden in the law. Sin would hang heavily upon it, and the care of all the people would fall on the shoulders of this one man. As he was alone in the mount, so would he be below, alone amidst a multitude, like a small craft on a great ocean. Great men are lonely, and this was true of Moses and of his Saviour. But certainly I will be with thee, had been the promise. And so the Lord adds to his words on the mountain, Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. But the words were not only for Moses, they were for the people, to warn them concerning the power vested in the angel of the journey, the watchman for God and over Israel. The people would listen when Moses said, Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. As the angel of the Lord had looked out of the cloud, with devastating effect, as the Egyptians stormed across the Red Sea, so would he look out upon the worship and follies of Israel, with their especial responsibilities. And we know, do we not, that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the evil and the good. Thank you for listening.